Bobby Rivers, alone in a world that doesn't want him. We can rebuild him, make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, blacker. Mocha.
Hello, Hot Bobby Rivers back at you with Mocha. Thank you for putting more mocha in your mix. And mocha stands for man of a certain U-H-U-E, and age. Lord, folks, let me tell you, I am at that age now where my favorite snack food is Advil. Lord have mercy. Okay, I've been on the show. I like to talk about movies, about what's going on in society, about what's going on culturally. You know, all that sort of in the mix with movies as sort of a theme. Well, let's go over to TV. Now, I was watching, I can't even remember her last name, but Corinne, I guess she's a bachelorette on The Bachelor, and there was some big kerfuffle about something happened, and they had to halt production. Things got illegal. I don't know what happened, but here's the deal. I will occasionally watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and I say occasionally because personally, I know they're hit shows. But they just, I get angry, especially when I see The Bachelorette, when they're all together talking about, I want to make out with him. Now, I want to make out with him. Oh, he's so cute. I want to marry him. God, I know I just met him 10 minutes ago, but I know he's Mr. Right. I just want to see Gloria Steinem and Marlo Thomas drop down like a SWAT team and just whip out copies of The Feminine Mystique to each one of those women to go, read this. It's Betty Friedan. Read it. There will be a test. That's how I feel when I watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So Corinne, I had seen her on whichever show she had been previously, where she starts talking, and it's on an ABC Disney show. She starts talking, and she has to be bleeped because of inappropriate language. Then she gets in the pool with The Bachelor, and she's naked. I mean, she just takes it off, takes it right off. So then I guess, you know, they were filming like Bachelor in Paradise. Something happened. They had halt production because things got out of control. I don't know how things could get any more out of control on those shows. And I guess it's all fixed up now because she was back on. Now, I saw her on Good Morning America, and she's been on magazine covers. And she's back in the franchise, and she was asked, well, what happened between you and, I guess, is it DeMarco or DeMario or whatever his name is? What happened? And she said, well, I really don't remember because I was taking medication and I had been drinking, so, you know, I just blacked out. Okay. Then she went on and she blamed her problems on, of course, the press, where she said, I was a victim of the media. And to me, that's like a sidewalk saying, I was a victim of pedestrians. No, you put yourself out there. And that's just the way it is. The point. Okay, that's Keith.
Hey. Trusty producer.
Yes. The thing is, when I was doing TV, if some of you remember me from like local TV in New York City or on my VH1 days, on local TV, I couldn't do this, but Keith gets me worked up to that point. Where I
How do I always get blamed for this?
No, well, I just start spouting off.
Because it's good.
So the whole thing with Corinne, when she was on Good Morning America, she was being interviewed. The poor dear had nothing to say. She really had nothing to say. Other than I was drinking, I was on medication, I blacked out, I don't remember anything, and I'll be back tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. So it's
well, honey, why? She didn't have a hard time running to TMZ to tell them about this terrible moment and how this went down, because it's about unwanted sexual conduct.
Well,
but the source is close to her. Tell TMZ she was drunk the entire day of the filming. But then when you look at the footage, according to this, it says that she was very lucid.
Well, that's the thing. And you know what? No means no. When a woman says no, you know, I'm for it. That's no. But the whole thing is that, oh, they want them to have a drink, get get loose. You know, there's sort of that theme of the immediate hookup going on with that show. And they're reality TV stars. They're reality, and it's like amazing. They're getting this kind of network exposure, and you know, I'm sure, I bet you financially it's not hurting.
Well, of course, why would you do it?
Yeah,
exactly. Why else would you? I mean, you get the opportunity, of course, to be seen. You get all of these things. You might be some actor in your process, you know, right. of making your brand, because you know that's how they talk now. Uh-huh. And
that's true. Nobody says it's your brand.
It's your brand, you know. And she's clearly making the most of it, which I guess anybody would do if they're in the same position.
Was she the bachelorette who, okay, you're in your 20s and she still has a nanny? And I'm like, oh, you know what?
I can't.
You know, I can't.
I just can't with that.
I can't. Because, you know, I know some Latina women who have like 5 kids, get up at 4 in the morning, you know, are working 3 jobs.
They're making it pop.
And making it pop, and this is what you're in, and some of the kids are working too, but you know, she still has a nanny. Huh. Well, okay,
I guess I'm nanny / personal assistant, depending on who you talk to.
That's probably it. And pardon me if I'm getting too judgmental. Now that kind of brings me that brings me to a classic film. Yes, because it's still relevant. This is I wanted to, you know, give you a recommendation on a classic film, Judy Holliday. We've talked about Judy Holliday before, and Judy Holliday is a late great actress who won the Oscar for Born Yesterday. She was Best Actress of 1950, and there was strict competition that year. She was up against Betty Davis for All About Eve, and Betty, until the day she died, said, "I should have won it." I'll tell you that story. I should have won it. And she was up against Gloria Swanson for Sunset Boulevard. So Judy Holliday played Billy Dawn in Born Yesterday on Broadway, recreated the performance on film, won the Best Actress Oscar. And the film was directed by George Cukor, who worked with her again. And Cukor for Judy Holliday was sort of the way that Vincent Minnelli was for Judy Garland. He just like, you know, distilled the essence of her. And they did a movie called It Should Happen to You, 1954. It Should Happen to You. Judy Holliday plays a New York woman named Gladys Glover. She's lost her job, but she wants to be famous. She wants to be known. She dreams of seeing her name on big billboards in Columbus Circle. So it's 1954. Gladys makes her dream come true. She basically becomes a TV reality star. And this is the 1950s, so TV, hard to believe, but was still in its infancy, because now it was like new. Every American household now has a television set. Jack Lemmon made his film debut in this movie. He plays a photographer. He falls in love with Gladys. But here's the thing, which I think people could keep in mind today, especially in this era of survivors and, you know, bachelors and bachelorettes and you know, roommates, whatever that roommate show is that they have on CBS. What's that called?
The Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And he says, it's not about your name being on billboards and hearing your name on TV and just being a reality star like that. It's about making your name stand for something. That's the thing.
Are you saying branding?
Yeah, that's the word that they use now. It's not about being the brand. It's like, you know, making your brand, making your name be substantial, making it really stand for something. And that's what Gladys has to learn. So if you love classic films, rent that movie. It Should Happen to You, 1954. George Cukor directed it. Cukor had a tendency, which I loved, to, you know, he would introduce you to a dreamer and then focus on how the dreamer is changed when the dream kind of comes true, like in a movie like The Actress or definitely A Star is Born, the Judy Garland 1954 film, this, and even, you know, My Fair Lady. You know, the dream comes true, but it, you know, there are complications that ensue. So It Should Happen to You, Judy Holliday, Jack Lemmon, 1954, directed by George Cukor. The current state of TV right now, where everybody's sort of like cranked out to be a reality star, that movie has a relevance today. It does. And you know what? It's been my opinion that a movie influenced ABC to create The Bachelor.
Do tell, monsieur. Okay. I'm actually ripping. I'm like, I'm sitting back going, oh, all right, hit me.
Okay, because we're going way back to the silent movie era. Buster Keaton. Buster Keaton in 1925 did a comedy called Seven Chances. And in this comedy, he plays a down on his luck guy who will inherit like $7 million if he's married by 7 p.m. on a certain day. It's a goofy little plot like that. Well, the word gets out that he will inherit these millions, and suddenly he's every woman in town wants to marry him. And,
hey, hey
well, there is the famous shot from this movie is where he's in formal attire and he's running, and you see these dozens and dozens of women in wedding gowns who are chasing him. It's a great visual scene. Well, the movie was remade and called The Bachelor. It came out in 1999 and it starred Chris O'Donnell. When that movie went to TV, it had its network premiere on ABC. And before long, you had a new ABC show called The Bachelor with all of these women vying to in competition to marry the guy, The Bachelor. So I think that franchise has its roots in a Buster Keaton movie from 1925. But then, that's just my opinion. You can see, you can check out Seven Chances, Buster Keaton, and you can see the remake, 1999, The Bachelor, starring Chris O'Donnell, and I already mentioned It Should Happen to You, starring Judy Holliday, and Jack Lemmon in his film debut. Jack Lemmon. Loved him. Wish I could have met Judy Holliday, the late, great Judy Holliday. So that's right. It. You know, and Corinne, bless your heart. Bless your heart. You know, just, I want her to watch that movie too.
I can't. Oh, good God, sign out, mister. Oh, God.
I want them all to read The Feminine Mistake as soon as possible. Yes, I do. Oh, y'all young women, get a grip. Oh, Betty Friedan up in heaven weeping.
Honey.
Oh, just, oh. Well, that's it. That's my opinion. What's yours? We'll be back with more Mocha, Man of a Certain Hue and Age, right after this.
Mocha.